Mariah Skolinski was moved to add her voice to the growing cries of young people who want action on gun reform. It had been 1 week since the shooting in Parkland.
I'm 13 years old, and I walked out of school because we're never heard. Like, we're expected just because we're kids. We're never, like, they act like we don't understand what's going on.
Mariah is an eighth grader in Indian River County. She says she was inspired by the Parkland students, who, while still grieving their classmates, immediately turned to organizing to prevent another mass shooting.
If we're supposed to feel safe at school, and there's been so many other school shootings, then how am I supposed to feel safe?
Mariah and her best friend walked out of Sebastian River Middle School to make that point. They were trying to join a larger protest at the high school down the street. When they got there, she says, they weren't allowed to sign in. A police officer at the high school arranged a ride back to Sebastian Middle. And then they got in trouble.
We went to the front office and our principal, she wanted to speak to us both.
For walking off campus, they got indoor suspension. They also had to attend Saturday school. And Mariah says she was told she would not be allowed to participate in her eighth grade grad adventure or school dance. Mariah's principal in the Indian River County School District did not respond to WLRN's request for comment. Melba Pearson is the Florida Deputy Director of the American Civil Liberties Union. She talked to us by phone.
The Supreme Court in 1969 made it very clear that students do not shed their constitutional rights to freedom of speech and expression at the schoolhouse gate.
She says if there is some kind of consequence for missing class for a walkout, it should be treated the same as an unexcused absence.
And schools cannot punish students in excess of what the normal punishment would be for an unexcused absence.
In Miami, Ramina Levin Duran, an eighth grader at Miami Arch Charter, says a week after the shooting in Parkland, on the day students planned to walk out,
our principal and our assistant principal and a student council member in the 11th grade said that it would be best that we didn't walk out because of a safety issue.
Miami Arch Charter principal Alfred De La Rosa also wrote two separate emails to parents, telling them the school did not support walkouts.
They have a right to manifest peacefully without interference or repercussions.
That's De La Rosa in an audio statement he emailed to WLRN. He said he did have concerns about student safety with the walkouts right after Parkland because his school received a copycat threat. But he added, kids did walk out that day and did not face any kind of disciplinary action. Mariah Skolinski, the eighth grader in Indian River County who did get in trouble, at first, her mom, Michelle Cox, sided with the school a little.
My response was that she shouldn't have left campus. So I told her that when she got home that I wanted her to write me a 500-word essay as to why she did what she did.
Mariah read her essay.
As a young female, I've discovered our voices are never heard. I saw this walkout as a chance to be heard, to spread how I feel. We're always taught to keep quiet because our opinions never mattered in the past, but it's my goal to make our opinions matter in the future, starting with this walkout.
Mariah's mom recently met with the school principal, and Mariah will now be allowed to participate in her eighth grade end of year activities. She says she's following in the footsteps of the Parkland survivors like Emma Gonzalez. She will not be quiet. She says she will protest again. And today, on the day of the national walkout, schools are planning debates about gun reform, vigils for the Parkland victims and survivors, and town hall style discussions led by students. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.